Reporter Matthew Brunwasser is also in Juba. He's been speaking with some northern Sudanese Arabs who've been living in the south and not feeling entirely welcome there.
A popular saying of pro-secession southerners is bye-bye jalaba. A jalaba is the flowing garment that Arab men wear, and it's become an ethnic slur for Juba's Arab shopkeepers. Journalist Gottfried Victor Bula says bye-bye jalaba means goodbye to the Arabs who have ruled the south.
The anger is against the Arab. Why do we say against the Arab? Our problem is not just because of what we call the wealth and other things. An Arab look at a black southerner, despite the fact he's a Muslim, but they look at him as inferior. Somebody, you know, you're nothing. This kind of attitude is the most big problem.
At least that's the perception many southerners have of Arabs. Lawyer Abdul Rahim Bafala came here from Khartoum. He says that Arabs are not by and large racist, but they may come across that way.
Sometimes our people, they come from Khartoum. They don't know how to talk with these people here. You know, all these people here, they are good people. But they don't want to somebody to talk with them harsh, roughly.
The Konyo-Konyo market in Juba used to be filled with Arab small traders from northern Sudan. But there have been several attacks by southerners in recent years. Ali Obeid first came here from the north in 1985.
Since that time, there were some troubles, but now it's okay. A lot of demonstration was some people here, they banned this market. So two times they banned this market.
Ali Obeid says some Arab shop owners have decided they can no longer do business here.
Some of them, they sell their shop. And some of them close the shop and pay some rent in advance. So when they come back, they get their shop. But some of them, they sold it completely.
But other Arabs have kept their shops. About a half dozen told me that they don't feel any hostility from the southern Sudanese, except for a little verbal abuse from the occasional drunkard. Journalist Gottfried Victor Bula says the notion that northern Muslims are in danger in southern Sudan is largely a fiction.
The media in the north preaching a wrong message that Muslims will be killed. So by hearing this, some who remained have seen nothing is happening. The relationship is going smoothly.
It's prayer time at the Konyo-Konyo Mosque. Worshipper Hamad Abdul Gadir is from the north, but he refuses to choose sides. He says the referendum should have no effect on how northern and southern Sudanese view each other.
Inshallah, I hope both sides accept the result, whether it is for secession or unity. Both sides should also make an effort to build a common foundation. This is the will of God.
Lawyer Abdul Rahim Bafala says there's little ill will toward the Arabs. He says those who left Juba did so because they were afraid, but he doesn't think they're gone for good.
When referendum passes, they will come back and will be start their business.
Many Arabs say they don't fear violence during this week's vote on secession, but many are anxious. They fear a possible backlash once the referendum results are announced and the southern Sudanese gain independence as expected. As one shopkeeper told me in a bit of understatement, there will be little problems. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Juba, South Sudan.
To get a sense of life for Arabs in Juba, we posted a slideshow of images shot during Matthew Brunwasser's reporting. Check them out at theworld.org.